dead like a young man. But I'm old as father time, and I just love you so. Sometime I just don't know. 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 I just don't know.
I don't know either, man. It's one of those things. I got a call from Julius La Rosa. My man is right over there on the phone. I'm going to grab that and talk to him in just a second.
The other day, a man said to me, say, Tom Carvel, how come you don't advertise those children's seminars that you have in the Carvel ice cream stores? My friend, we do advertise them to the extent that we can handle them. You see, Carvel ice cream and children is synonymous. They love to get together, particularly when the kids are permitted during the seminars to make their own ice cream. What a thrill. Did you ever dream as a kid of being turned loose in an ice cream store, particularly an ice cream store that makes 109 flavors of fresh ice cream? Now, note, I said fresh ice cream. And please don't confuse it with ordinary ice cream. Ice cream that weighs over 13 ounces per pint, just weigh that and compare it. This is premium quality, super smooth, fresh ice cream. Carvel, of course. I'm prejudiced. My name is Tom Carvel. Thank you for patronizing me.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Boy, I'd love to do a duet with that cat. Maybe we could do a thing, you know, an LP of flavors and stuff. What a gas. Put Julius on. Can you do that? My man.
Yes?
There you go.
How are you?
Oh, I'm in good shape.
You know, I'm sitting here and saying to myself, my God, where's he been?
You're sitting out.
Magnificent, Al.
You're sitting out in your new digs, man, where you said this afternoon, I'm not going to work tomorrow if I don't want to. I'm just going to hang out here.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I heard you, man.
It's a pleasure to hear you.
What have they done to my grotto down here, man? You should see this thing. It's absolutely iridescent tonight.
Nobody's been allowed to go in since you left, so...
Well, all the water's disappeared. It's beautiful. It's dry, ultraviolet, and very healthful. The pollution count down here is down to zero, man. This is the only healthy place in town.
Well, you gotta leave the key, Al.
Oh, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you gotta leave the key, and I'll take care... Once in a while, I'll fall in and see that everything is just as it should be for you.
That's what you gotta do. Listen, I got a telegram, which is unsigned, and it said, read in the paper... that you are coming back, and rest assured I will chop the onions very fine. I can be reached at, and then there's a number there.
Uh-huh.
That is, a certain guy in this town makes a tuna fish sandwich out of, with those seeded rolls, you know?
Yeah.
And he just knows how to mince the onions to the right degree, man, so that you don't get a heavy onion taste, but you get like a kiss of the hops, man.
Gonna send it on to you. You're gonna have to go pick it up.
I'm gonna pick it up, and I'm gonna fresh freeze a dozen of those and take them back with me.
When are you gonna be coming back after the night out?
Well, that's up to the chief, man. I'm putting in my petition. We gotta do something, don't we?
Matter of fact, I'll go from door to door for you, Al.
Listen, I got a full-grown moose that I bought now.
Kidding.
No, he weighs 1,500 pounds. He's stuffed, see?
What do you call him?
Well, his name is Raymond. Yeah, and he wears those little Ben Franklin glasses. And when I get down in this area of the woods, man, if I get back here, I'm going to sell a piece of the moose to everybody.
Well, do your friends have a fresh shot at it?
You know it. I'll give you a very choice taste, man, I can tell you.
I can't tell you how good it is hearing you.
Well, Julius, what can I say? I mean, it's impossible to put it in words. You guys made me feel very good. The copy department wrote in the book, Welcome, Jazzbo, Continuity Department.
Isn't that marvelous?
There's a thing somebody scrawled on the wall, some graffiti, which I can't repeat, but it was very affectionate.
Yeah, what it is somebody in the family coming home. That's the way it'll feel to you.
Well, I'd feel like singing Torna a Sorrento.
Leave that to me.
That's it. I wanted to... That first record you played today, I heard you coming in from the airport. Is that a record that's out?
What? This afternoon's opening.
Yep.
Yeah, Fire and Rain. It was in the album I made for Metro Media several years ago.
You handled that, my man. It was handled.
Oh, thank you.
Well, listen. I got to get out of here. What do they do here around? Oh, I see. I got to go and get some news or something pretty soon. Upstairs, they're doing a lot of things up there.
Well, I am. I'm going to sit right here and do just as you said. I'm going
to
listen.
Just hang in, and I'll try to put a few gems on there for you.
Outrageous.
And thanks so much, Julius.
It's a ball listening to you.
Thank you, Pops.
Well.
Right, bye. Julius La Rosa, one of the original guys that I took into the Bandidos and had him raise his left hand and repeat after me.
I don't have to show you any thinking, Roger.
That's Alfonso, the leader of our group. And Julius was one of the first guys to get taken in, and he really looks great in a sombrero.
The sound of the round is W-N-E-W.
I got a message here, first official message I've ever seen. But wait a second, that's not it either. That's not it. That's not it. No, I didn't get it. Just forget it. Doesn't make any difference. But there is a thing I heard that they're doing here at WNAW, which sounds like an absolute gas. And it's called the name dropper. What you do is you write your name, address, a phone number, the city, and the zip code, blood type, not necessary, and send it in. And you can send as many times as you like. Say your name is, you know, Jeremiah Johnson. You write that on there with your address, your telephone number, and send it in. And then, at random, which is close to New York City, they will be selecting these cards, 12 names every week, and everybody whose name gets drawn, picked out of the thing, gets a gift for being drawn. And then during the following week, a name dropper jingle will be coming on every other hour, and each jingle has four names. Now say your name is Jeremiah, whatever I said, and that name comes up on the air. Then you call WNEW, and if you call the station within 10 minutes, and you can crawl to a phone in that time, no matter how badly wounded you are, right? And dial it from the floor. But get in here between, you know, and the first 10 minutes, you get a bonus prize, which it'll include all kinds of stuff like blenders and digital clocks, and engraved pictures of Benjamin Harrison on a $500 bill. You know, it's all kinds of stuff. Two-band radios, and there'll be a lot of other prizes. The first name dropper jingle will hit the air Monday morning. That's the name dropper, and you just address it. Name dropper, WNEW, New York, 10017. That's the thing to do. How about a bona fide station break? Where do we get those? You got them? I do them? WNEW, Metro Media in New York, right? Did I handle that? Get something. You, how'd you like that, Alfonso?
I don't have to show you anything, you bastard.
I dig it. I can say I really do. In the Grotto tonight, and another tune. I think we'll play a little tune here. Later on, when I calm down, we might get a little more music on here.
I'm a sweet-smelling, truth-telling, city-dwelling kind of a woman. Looking for a slow-walking, sweet-talking, hungry kind of a man. Well, I'm a wine-drinking, fast-thinking, eye-winking kind of a woman. Just a looking for a cool-headed, unwedded, serious kind of a man. Well, I'm no man's lady, if you're no lady's man, so come and get me, baby, if you can. Come on, if you can.
Yeah, it's Nancy Sinatra there. You know what I thought? Because last I heard, Frank was out in... Frank Sinatra was out in Palm Springs, but some fellow reported to me the first thing that I got off the airplane at the airport today that he saw Frank Sinatra in a delicatessen ordering 7 sandwiches last night. Now, is he in town? I'd love to phone him on the horn here. I wonder if he is. That's always a great scene to me if he would be in town. This is close to my 30th anniversary.
Here's a tax tip from the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance. If you need help in completing your 1972 New York State income tax return, you can get it free at any one of the department's 12 regional offices located across the state. The one nearest you is in your phone book under New York State listings.
Nobody's come up with a frog's neck in the entire audience. Nobody at all. Hello, Throg's Neck headquarters. Yeah, do you have a Throg's Neck thing for me? Oh, I'm just back for tonight, just for these 4 hours. You better tape them, man. I'm liable to be like the Will-O-The-Wisp and gone again. Well, the way to get me on is you write letters and appeal to the mayor and all that. I don't know how you do it, but Ted Brown did it somehow, didn't he? If he could do it, maybe I could, too. Yeah, take me, please. Huh? Okay, I'd love to be back. Thank you so much. You people are great. Hello, Jazzbo here. Hi. I'm on the radio, right. I just want to get this frog's neck question straightened out. Could you help me on that? And you live in New Jersey, too. Well, think of that. Well, listen, was there a message you wanted to give me? Because I can't turn these phones on. We're holding up the entire network by me. Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Now, that lady said that my voice reminded her of a more relaxing time and era. Now, isn't that nice? Because that's what the whole grotto is about. It's an escape. It's for people who are really ostriches, who want to get their necks down under the sand about 3.5 stories and let the rest of the world go by. Because I don't like to get involved in anything profound. The only thing I really like to talk about is if you like red jelly beans better than green ones, and if you like purple ones better than red ones, why couldn't we set up a jelly bean exchange and have a place where the greenies could come in and change for the red ones and go out with a whole satchel full of green jelly beans? That would make everybody happy. And, of course, the most favorite color of jelly beans is black. You know that. So they've isolated them now, and you can buy 100% pure black jelly beans, all black, see? That straightened out a whole lot of people in one swell swoop. Now, last year, reds were in very heavy, but this year there's a trend to green. And if you were in my voting area, which you're not right now, you could send a card in. And what you do is you take an ordinary cup full of jelly beans that you buy at the store, and you count them out and send them in to me and let me know. Then I get an idea of what the entire countryside is into as far as jelly beans is concerned. Then I send my report in to the American Candy Association, and we adjust it by Easter time so that you're straight for the whole year. Now, I mean, isn't that a gas? I made a deal, a little deal with WNEW. They play one of their sounds, and I play one of mine. All aboard for Hackensack and Secaucus. Now, that's a steam railroad whistle, and it's taken off of one of the old reeder engines, and I love steam whistles from locomotives. I'm just a... Well, I like calliopes and all those boat whistles. I've got the Queen Mary with a tug alongside of her, which is really a symphony. I'll play that next time I get around to doing things like that. But that's what I would like to do if I had a radio program of my own. You know what I mean? If I could just talk to somebody in authority, you know, and explain what my ideas are. And then there's the Moose Musk. And later after that came the oil of Agunta. And last winter, we had our first expedition, international expedition, in search of the wily Agunta. And it took us to the island of Bimini, which is a perfect introduction to this next tune by Terry Jacks and the Poppy Family, called I'm Gonna Love You Too. This is what you call un-apropos stuff.